So our first guest is David Butler. David is Vice President of Innovation and Entrepreneurship at the Coca-Cola Company and author of a wonderful book. I didn't expect to like this book as much as I did. Sometimes books by a vice president of innovation about innovation at their company can be vanity projects, but this is a really good book. I recommend it to anyone and everyone interested in innovation. It's called Designed to Grow, How Coca-Cola Learned to Combine Scale and Agility, and How You Can Too.
Designing for scale takes one approach, whereas established companies, they have scale. So what they struggle with, what keeps most managers up at night, is not how to scale, but how to create agility, how to stay flexible, how to stay relevant with a fast-changing marketplace. So again, understanding the approach to design, to generate more agility was what I figured out, and we started applying it across the company.
So these two things are really different, and Coke grew to be the powerhouse that it was because it designed for scale superbly well. So let's dive into that one first, and then we'll get to design for agility. What did Coke do when it designed for scale well to help it become the global brand it became?
Yeah, it's designing for scale, Dave, is really all about reducing. And in the book, we framed it around three words, which hopefully make it easy to understand. But simplifying, standardizing, and integrating is really what the idea is all about. So if you think about it, Coca-Cola over many years did that. And again, every early stage or small company does the same thing. But if you think about one aspect of our business, the package, the product, the Coca-Cola that everybody knows, we're actually celebrating this year. We're celebrating the 100-year birthday of what we call the contour bottle. But that curvy bottle that everyone understands is a Coke bottle. That, over time, we had to do just that. We had to simplify that. We started off with different shapes, sizes, and so forth, but we had to simplify that, standardize that, and then integrate that across our business so that we could reduce the friction around our business that could enable us to scale in, over 200 countries today.
There was a lot of constraints on where and how you could innovate, but you still could innovate, right? I mean, you talk about how the formula was constant. You can't change the formula for Coke. The script logo, the contour bottle, the serving temperature, the price, all those things were rigidly set or standardized across anywhere in the world that sold Coca-Cola. But so where could you innovate in that system?
Yeah, and this is, you used the word system there at the end, Dave, and this is the key. So understanding the fact that in our case, large established brand Coca-Cola, if you sort of think about it as a system with both fixed and flexible elements. So you named off a bunch of the fixed elements, the things that, no one would change here at Coke. The color red, Coca-Cola red, the Spencerian script, contour bottle, all these things are fixed. And we use an example, which quite a lot about, Legos, and I love Legos because they sort of established this notion. The two things that haven't changed, so that starter set of bricks that you buy or anyone can buy, the sort of primary colored bricks with a few shapes, that hasn't changed for, again, 50 years. The second thing that's fixed is how they connect together. So those two things, Legos hasn't changed for, again, since they were created. What has changed is in the way that they stay flexible is the additional set of bricks that you can buy. If you're into Minecraft, you can buy a Minecraft set of bricks. Or if you're into Harry Potter, you can buy an additional box of Harry Potter bricks and build Hogwarts Castle. And this is the way that they've been able to, again, leverage these fixed and flexible elements to remain very flexible and adaptable and, in their world.
Let's pull back a bit, because I really like the kind of target diagram that you have in the book about the why, the how, and the what. Talk about that a bit and how we should use that to guide our innovation efforts.
The biggest challenge, I think, inside every company is actually to focus on design and connect design to their growth strategy or your growth strategy. And so, really what we talk about with that is just a simple way to focus on that. So it's sort of easy to get trapped into thinking about design as a how, how we're designing and to get locked into the process of design. But really the key thing is the why, really connecting design to the why. What is going to grow our business, and understanding how, before you get into the details of the process, connecting design, the purpose of design to the growth strategy again of the company.